Blog Talk Radio.
Johnny Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Welcome to Life I Does Live, your boy Sadie J and your girl.
Renee Seduction.
There we go, baby. All right. Y'all, we got another exciting episode for y'all today. No guests today, but shoot, man, we got topics and I know we got some of y'all favorite segments. But first off, if we get into all that, Nate, how has everything been with you today?
Or
the past week, I should say.
Everything's been great, you.
It's been all right. I can't complain too much, man. It was a lot to catch up on, man. Yeah, so exciting was last week was the first, almost the first week that we actually had the radio station. Sponsored 97.9 The Beat. We actually have an ad on the radio station now, so that's lit as hell. And we're actually going to be doing that for the next few weeks. So we got a new ad dropping this week. And, yeah, It was our first on Friday. So it's the first weekend we actually had on Friday and Saturday. So definitely now y'all can see us twice. If you miss us on Friday, you see us on Saturday. You can't make it on Saturday, but you make it on Friday, bam, you got two chances to catch us at King Tut. So shout out to that. So this is a lot of exciting things coming up, man. With that, we got a bunch of birthdays this weekend. Lovely T, y'all heard the show a few weeks ago. She actually will be performing this Friday. So big ups to that. And then Saturday, shout out to my makeup artist, which I'm gonna tell you something, Sky Millie, you listening? You ain't funny. I said my makeup artist, and I was clear in what I said my makeup artist as far as like most of my photo shoots here. I'm finding a makeup artist, which 9 times out of 10, because I like people to be on point. I do have makeup artists. She's usually the person that does their makeup. So shout out to Rose Gold celebrating her birthday this Saturday. And then also celebrating our resident DJ there as well, DJ Smiley. So DJ Smiley, we're excited to celebrate him because he do his thing every Saturday at the club. So excited as hell to see what's going to pop from that. So, yeah. So, yes, a lot, Nate. So, man, I was just thinking of things. And, of course, you know, it is October, and October is known for a certain holiday known as Halloween. Now, the thing that a lot of people love about the month, is a few things. One, it's not that we necessarily celebrate the holiday celebrated. I just like any excuse where I get to dress up and not have to give a fuck, because I like being a superhero and all that. So Halloween allows me to go, oh, I'm a superhero today, and yeah, I can't, and I don't have to apologize for walking around in a superhero costume. So that, and then the movies that come out, some of the movies are crazy that come out, the shows and movies. So yeah, that's what a lot of people love about this month. So I started really thinking, like, there are no people to tell ghost stories and all that, but I figured, man, let's tell some real scary stories, like what's really scared the hell out of you that you haven't seen. So today the phone lines will be open for people to basically chime in and let us know some of those stories. So yes, y'all feel free. 515-602-9624, and that'll allow you to be able to clown with us and let us know your scary stories. Also, we got Seduction 101 by name, so y'all tune to the Seduction 101 segment we'll be doing. She always has a very insightful topic, like her last one. It was on a 2-week series. It was actually a 2-week series. So big ups to that, trying to improve intimacy. I was very intrigued by the entire series. It was very dope. Of course, I know we got Crickets of the Week. Crickets of the Week is where I shed light on a particular group or person that did something very dumb or some shitty things. So that's what we do for our Crickets of the Week. And then, of course, you know, our limited series known as House Daddy Chronicles. So got something for House Daddy Chronicles as well too. So stay tuned for that. All right. So before we get into the topic at hand for today, Nate, I want to let you start off with Seduction 101. So Nate, what you got for Seduction 101 this week?
Okay. So this topic is called Balancing Friendship. Okay. So friendship is a topic that's near and dear to many of our hearts. It's a complex, beautiful, and sometimes challenging aspect of our lives that we all experience. Okay, so I feel like this is a topic that needs to be shared. So understanding the balancing process. To truly appreciate the art of friendship, it is essential to understand the balancing process. Again, in cooking, balancing involves briefly, you know, taking care of the vegetables and the boiling water, you know. So similarity in friendship, the balancing process involves taking time to strengthen and enhance the connections we have with our friends. Right, so balancing cooking, you know, you cooking, trying to take care of the kids, you know, trying to take care of your man and do a whole lot of other stuff while balancing cooking, okay? So friendship is much like gardening. It requires effort and attention, okay? So number one, open and honest communication. So just as a gardener communicates with their plants through care, friends should communicate openly to nourish their relationships. Number two, nurturing shared interests. Much like tending to a specific type of plant, nurturing shared interests can help friends flourish. And number three, now this one is very, very, very important. Very important, right? Because we're all adults, right? We're not in high school or middle school and elementary school where we have time to talk on the phone all day, every day. Like, no, we are creating families, starting lives, getting married, balancing businesses, and so much other things. So giving space. In gardening, you allow plants room to grow. And it's very similar to giving your friends space so that it can allow personal growth within the friendship. That's very, very important.
That's a big one.
And weed out toxic mess, right? Again, we're not in middle school and high school anymore. We don't got time to just sit up and gossip on the phone. Toxic friendships can drain our energy and prevent us from reaching our full potential. Don't nobody got time to be getting into it, making up, and no, that's just too much negative energy. Don't nobody got time for that. So please remember that if this is draining your energy and it's toxic, just let it go. Like, it's not even worth it. Like, you can be friends with somebody for years, and people change throughout the years, and y'all might not have that same chemistry and friendship that y'all had before, and that's okay. And when your friend is just doing something that, you know, you just can't really fuck with like that, it's okay to remove yourself. Like, if it's not no longer serving you, you don't have to stay in a toxic friendship. And the beauty of imperfection, friendships are not perfect. Don't get me wrong, right? Friendships are not perfect. You know, being able to be mature enough to talk through y'all differences is key to keeping the friendship on track. So that's topic on friendships. Steady, do you want to add anything?
I do. You said a mouthful. One, like, just the whole balance thing, you say yourself. Like, I think a lot of times, like you said, you like knowing when you want to remove yourself from a certain friendship or whatnot, when you feel like you outgrown what's going on. Like, I think people have gotten this whole notion of loyalty. You know, there's being loyal and this is being plain out stupid. I don't have to stay in a position that, like you said, that doesn't serve you well, and it don't mean you hate the people. But sometimes you, in order to get to your next level, you have to spend less time with certain people. And a lot of people do not get that. They think that, oh, you hate them and all that. No, I mean, and I'll be very clear. I use my own friendship. I have friends, heck, that I've known all the way back when I was in high school. And we used to go to the club and all that. And really, I talk to them here and there. And it's usually it's very positive energy. But if you're not on the wavelength of, you know, not just talk about growing, but actually doing it, I don't really have as much time to devote to those conversations. Because is not productive. I like a productive conversation. I like to see people actually doing the stuff and realizing, yes, it's going to be hard work to get to where you want to go to. So you got to be that way around me. I start realizing you're not on that wavelength. I start kind of flying away from it.
That part, because, I mean, honestly, you become who you hang around, right? So if you're hanging around a person who don't have goals, don't have any ambition, it's like y'all don't really have much to talk about, honestly. Like, and it's not about being fake. Like, I had a best friend of over 15 years. We was best friends since 7th grade, and we're not friends no more because I'm sorry. Like, I can't go to the club 24/7. I can only go out every once in a while. I am married now, so I have to take care of my responsibilities, take care of my household, take care of my business. Like, and this person called my phone and called me fake because I ain't talked to her in a few days. No, you. This person
in a few days.
Are you okay? They didn't say, are you okay? Are you okay? Did you need anything? How everything been? No, they called and said, I'm fake because we ain't talked. I'm grown as hell. Don't nobody have time to sit up on the phone 24/7.
Exactly. It, like you said, exactly like the club, like, it's easy you bring it up because me being the person that I work in it, like, if it's friends that don't go out like that, I'm not going to be, oh, you fake because you don't want it because you ain't coming out every week. You know, that's weird. I'm not in the business of anything you do, no matter, you know, as far as the meeting you do, you go out to the people that medium attract, that medium is catered to. And so being mad because people not there every week, like having friends, shoot, man, you cannot be. Some people, they do like to go party, but they can't party. But expect them to be there every week is ridiculous. And so, yeah, and that's just me. That's me in a nutshell too. I don't be expecting that. That's one thing I've never tripped off of, which I'm thankful to have that mindset. So. Again, it's just that, and there was something else you brought up too. Like you said, the toxic energy. I don't be this thing I don't be understanding. Because like you said, people just sitting around wanting to think you're free to be running the phone all day and all that. I always ask myself this, because Nate, this is a pet peeve of mine. I see people who be on live all day long. How do you get on live? How do you be on live all day? What are you doing productive on there? If you're
right.
always on live, what are you doing productive? And don't give me that nonsense of, man, well, yeah, man, shoot, it's growing my fan base. No, it's not. Because the people who you want to, that's on a certain level, you want to come support yourself, are not going to sit there and watch your live our goddamn day. Because this goes in my, what I'm saying, this is goes to what we, when we talk about this stuff, a lot of times we keep it very real. There's people that, heck, we're cool with, but don't mean we got to be cool with everything they're doing. And it's something that one of my pet peeves I notice is how can you be on live all day? Like, that's weak. And you're not doing nothing productive with it. Like, I can see if it, you know, hey, I'm interviewing somebody on there. It's just, hey, let's shoot the shit because I'm bored. Like, y'all be, how did that, why? And then you bored, and then now you boring me. Like, how does that, and they get it on live, and they want you to entertain them. You're supposed to be entertaining me. You the one got them goddamn live. So, yeah, it's, I'm getting it, but. Yeah, those are my two cents of what you threw out there for Seduction 101 this week.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
So yes, I'll shout out to.
When you came out here and I didn't go to the club that night, we met up.
Yeah, did I get mad?
No, you didn't.
I because here's the thing. Nate, you got me on my shit now. Because life does not stop because I coming down. So, yeah, like you said, like, like you said, like you, like for instance, you did, like we still went and hung out, and we went to like different times, we went to different places, wherever day or wherever the time I came. We went to, I don't expect you to be, all right, Nate, here we go. You can turn time I'm here, block out your schedule, wherever you had regularly going on. I'm coming to where you live. Therefore, you're not in vacation mode. You are in the mode of, you still got to do your work and stuff. So I don't begin, like, because people do that to me. They'll come out here and they think that all of a sudden means my schedule just got blank. It's not. I still have to do my other stuff because when you leave, them bills going to still be here.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, see, you're going to get me started, Nate. Get me started.
I'll take the good copy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Dutchess one-on-one has been pretty lit. I'm, you know what, y'all, if you have not heard the episodes of this season, I'm quite a humble person, but I'm learning to just start popping my shit more. I've been doing that more and more this later half of the year. These episodes have been great as hell between the interviews and everything. This season, this is now what, episode 4?
Mm-hmm.
Goodness, episode 4 of the season has been, man, and the guests, man, y'all. If you keep asking me, hey, how could I be on the show? I want you to go listen to the guests that have been on the show this season so far. That is a masterclass on how the interview needs to be and how you need to come. Masterclass. So, yeah, so that's what that. So, yes, let's give a hand for Professor No One. All right, so. I decided I'm gonna start with, let's go to Cricket of the Week. Who's gonna get them crickets? Oh my god, I'm gonna get them crickets.
Who about to get
them crickets? Oh my god, man. I'm just laughing. Okay, my cricket of the week, and I'm sorry to say, I'm not sorry to say, it be the people, speaking of being the club, it be the people who be in the club who just, what are you here for? You see, they go out. And they just born, they just, I don't care, just because, oh, like, I don't know when this trend started that it's supposed to be like this template that the quote-unquote bad chick is just supposed to be a goddamn mannequin and taking occasional selfies at the club. Ma'am, if you don't get your behind up and do a little two-step or shake a little ass in that damn section, some of y'all these sections, man, y'all bougie as fuck in these damn sections. I need y'all to get together. I cannot stand to see people just like we had a lot, man. Get lit. You made it to the club. I need you to get lit. And you, dude, if you want to get lit, stay at the house. Like I be seeing that, and I saw it on Friday a lot. It was irking me. It was a lot of lit energy. There was a lot more lit energy, but there was a particular group, and I don't know what they. I was like, y'all bad, but she ain't that damn bad. That was just horrible. Like they were just there, and just being there. Like I said, you ain't got to get there and do a full out dance and twerk and all that, but do a little shimmy, do a little shoulder shimmy or something. Let us know you're alive. So, yeah, goodness, man. I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. It don't just be the females. It be the dudes, too. Let me say this. Let me give a hand to this. The guys that come to King Cut get it. They do not be on. They be active. I like that. That's the energy we need to see at all these places. That we need the dudes to get active. That's sitting there, standing with your arms folded, me mugging. Wow, this nigga having a good time. Energy. That's whack, bro. That's whack. And y'all back. We back. So we ain't doing that Sage Hawkins dance shit no more. Y'all out there dancing with the females and the females dancing back. I'm loving it. Yeah, like I ain't afraid of these females no more. I love it, man. Like, cause I be losing a hope. I be going to places. I be losing a hope. I see somebody. It just be like it feel like a Sadie Hawkins dance. Men on the left, women on the right, and they just staring. And everybody like, who gonna hit the dance floor first? I don't know. I won't be the first one. I won't be the person either. Oh, if I go approach her, are they gonna look at me weird? I don't know. Girl, you better not. No, I like that Sadie Hawkins dance shit is dead. I hate that. And I go somewhere. I don't. How that's exciting, I don't know. I love it when I see people just having a good time. Y'all ain't trying to get married. Y'all just out there having a good time. So, yeah. that's my cook of the week. People who just be, why they just in the club. Like we hold out the club holding them hostage. Like, goodness. So, yes. Bonus part of that. I'm like, the dude who want me, the dudes who wanted you to play, fuck that nigga, type music on. No, sir. We would like to see the women dance. Thank you very much. We don't want to hear that all night. That type of energy. That's not that type of energy. I like to see people have a good time. So, yes. That's my cricket of the week. All right, so that leads me to, before we get into, you know, How's That at Chronicles, since the phone line is not lit quite yet, we're going to talk about some of the scary scenes that we personally seen. So, Nate, again, the topic of the day asking you, what is the scariest thing that you have? Well, I would say top three. What are the top three scariest things you have personally seen?
Like scary?
Yes.
Like Halloween? Scary or
oh, not even what? Halloween. Gotta be Halloween. It's like real life shit you've seen that scared the entire hell out of you.
I've probably only seen like really one, and that's when my grandfather had died in front of me.
Oh shit!
That's when he had died in front of me. I was young as hell. I was probably like 5 or 6, but I remember like vividly like seeing what happened. And then the next thing you know, we're going to his funeral.
Like you, so you like, so me just process this all the way. You literally, it was one moment and then all of a sudden he just died in front of you.
So it's like he was getting up to go to the bathroom and out in the hallway. Like he had an aneurysm or something. I don't know, but I was so young. Like I just know what happened. The ambulance had came. My mom wasn't at home though when it happened.
Damn.
The ambulance had came. And I remember seeing him in the hospital, like seeing his body, like when my mom was viewing the body, because, you know, somebody got to view the body.
Right, right.
Up there when she viewed the body, like they had this, like, white sheet over him, and then they had the funeral probably a week after or so. But I was no more than 5 or 6 years old when that happened, but I remember that.
Oh yeah, that's scary as hell. I've only seen one family member or one grandparent. Like, hours after I just heard them alive. Thankfully, I have not, because that's the one scared the hell out of me. I remember my grandfather, I was just doing it before I went to work, and then all of a sudden, hours later, he passed away. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I mean, and was scared. Like, and when I was saying, like, I first see it, like, they had him in a body bag. So I'm just like, weird, like, to just see your family member just in a body bag, like it was a live crime scene or something. That shit scared the fuck out of me. So I feel you on that. Like, just seeing your people just like no longer living, and seeing kind of like the traumas, the transition of it happened, is scary as hell.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy to see at a young age, like, and it's crazy that I remember that, like, vividly. Like, I remember hallway look, because it was only a two-bedroom house and a bathroom, and so a bedroom on the left side, a bedroom on the right side, and the bathroom in the middle.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, and he was in.
Yeah, that's traumatic as hell. Well, sadly, man, you're going to laugh at me because I got quite a bit of story. I don't know, man. I just see some scary shit. I just be seeing some scary shit, man. Nay, obviously, it's scary shit. Okay, so this infamous story. So one of these days, dude. I would say like a teenager. To make extra money, we would go pass our phone books. And it was in Irving. It was in Irving, whatever. And so we're going to pass our phone books. You know, usually I walk to the door and put the phone book by the door, so that ain't janky looking with the phone book. In this particular case, was scared the hell out of me. The phone book thing. So I'm going down this route, and all of a sudden, I see in the front yard a peacock. In the front yard, it was a peacock. Now, for me, that's weird as hell. These are things that I see at the zoo, and they're behind cages. Who the hell has a peacock just randomly out and about, not behind a cage, just roaming around like it's a fucking family dog? That scared the hell out of me. But it gets worse. It wasn't just one peacock. I already wasn't trying to go near that. I didn't even go nowhere near that door. I, like, threw the phone book, because I'm like, ain't no way in the world go near it. And so the one peacock, he already got his little, you know, the things flared up and whatnot. And then another one comes around the corner. I'm like, nope, y'all got it. I'm done for today. I can't do it. We got peacocks coming out. Ain't nobody got time no damn peacocks, man. Why are we seeing peacocks? Not behind cages and not in the zoo. Why are they around like family pets, man? That scares the hell out of me. The only peacock I like to see is the peacock app for NBC. That's the only damn peacock I like to see. Otherwise, I don't want to see no goddamn peacock. I don't like people peacocking. You know, they say that phrase, I don't like it peacocking. Like, no. Don't got time, don't tell peacock. What in the hell, bro? Oh my God! Another scary story, a lot of these involve animals. I was going to it was one time because like a lot of Bank of America ATMs allow you to put deposit cash into your account. So this is one of those favorite nights. I was going to go put cash to the account. I went to this ATM and it was covered where grasshoppers, like when I say covered, it was more than 20. And they were just covered. I said, you know what? I'm just going to have to just wait another day. Because this ain't worth it. This is not worth me going, I got to deal with, and then I would have had to deal with a grasshopper possibly getting on me. Nah, I would have lost it. That already happened recently. It was a grasshopper that jumped that flew, it was at Brahms, and he jumped off and he landed in the car. I freaked the hell out. I grabbed that mug and just smashed it because I was like, nope, this got to go. I can't do it. So I don't know what that right there. It's obviously someone animals. And then there's a story back when I was a little kid. I used to be like, you know, how you're a kid and you always like, oh my God, there's a monster in the bed or there's a monster in the closet or whatever, right? It's a funny story and a scary story at the same time. I was scared and I remember my parents, to get me to not be scared anymore, these fools took a spray bottle of bathroom cleaner. They wrapped the fake label around it and called it monster spray and sprayed it under the bed. And so that, like, we are at monster spray. Like, what is going on? And what was worse is we used the monster spray and put me at ease. I don't know how bathroom cleaner wrapped with a fake label say monster spray made me not afraid that a monster was going to come from under the bed. That was funny as hell. So, yeah, that's just a few. I got scary stories for days. Those are just a few of them. And I'm not going to tell one because my parents like to constantly laugh at it. They even brought it up earlier. Boo-boo in the train. I'm not going to tell you the boo-boo in the train story. It's not happening today. No way. I'm not giving y'all boo-boo in the train. So, It's a wild story. And every time they bring that damn train up, boo-boo in the train, boo-boo in the train. So, yeah. I guess I got scary stories I dealt with for days, sadly. So, yes, That's just a few of the scary things that have happened to me in real life, man. It's a little bit. So what we do too, like even if y'all miss the show live and you listen to the show in the playback, we always have the show post on my social media at City J Dusk. Now, just feel free to comment and tell us the scary things that happened in your life that you seem to be interested to see. I read them. I read some of them back throughout the month where I see you posting. So, shout out to, don't be afraid to tell us some of them crazy ones because I wanted to make sure I ain't the only one out here that's scared of stuff, man, you know. I ain't the only one. So let's get into the lovely segment known as All right, thank you. Y'all already know. Y'all know is House of the Chronicles. Okay, House of the Chronicles. Okay, so this week on House of the Chronicles, we're going to talk. I'm going to entitle this chapter of House of the Chronicles, Protecting the Bag. Okay, so. There's a term that we call it roaching. Roaching. What is roaching? Roaching basically is where, you know, we think about roaches. What they do when they see a crumb hit the ground, they scatter like crazy and try to get to the crumb. That is the same thing when it comes to in the stripper world. It means that if it's money, like all of a sudden somebody throws money and what it makes it rain or whatnot, all of a sudden you are money falls off the stage, you roaching to try to, you over trying to get to that money and take it because you trying to get to the little crumbs because you ain't really making no money on your own. Roaching is horrible. If you, I'm about to sound like I'm on one of those commercials where you gotta hire a lawyer for causes. If you are out there and you are roaching, I need you just, wherever you're doing, stop. Just quit. Just go find another hustle, because that's whack. Because roaching creates creates this whole culture where now somebody's going to whoop your ass because now you're trying to take some of their money that was meant for them, and because of a little few crumbs and fail, now you're trying to take it. That's whack. Like, a lot of times, the reason why Rocha annoys you more, it could be a night where there's a lot of people in the club. There's people that I personally know, as again, this is how Study Chronicles will see these from my point of view, that I know have money. I personally would engage them one, and because he don't look a certain way, you don't go approach him. You want to go to the dude that, man, I'm going to make it rain in here, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to go to the dude that's making it rain, but it'd be the dude that he don't really even care about ones. He give it to them 20s. He don't give it to them. But because he look a certain way, you don't approach him. That's where it annoys me most about Rocha. It makes you lose focus, and it makes you blank out all the other potential people in the club that got money because you focus on that one. And what it does is, too, it makes those customers that did have the money, they don't really want to spend the money no more because now they're like, they're not paying attention to me, so why should I even spend my money? So, again, Rocha is the lane, and again, if you get, like, I'm not going to, like, why I used to hate is, you got to try to save the day because people want to go Roach, and they get their ass whooped. There's nothing more annoying than to save a person who decided to be a Roach. Like, that's just whack. And I get the phrase was like, you know, because the culture that's created in this a lot of times is you got to do what you got to do to get your money, man. Get your money by any means. You can do that, but notice every action you do comes with consequences. So if you're not going to sit there and think to yourself, okay, if I do this, I might get my ass whooped or it might make me look bad. Go ahead and just do that. But have some decorum, man. And the thing is, in the day too, when you do that, when you don't roach, people going to put you on the money. And some of the people that's making the money, they might be like, girl, ooh, come meet over with this dude. He spend this money. Like, people have some respect for yourself. Because what you don't realize is, too, is sometimes those cousins making the rain and got y'all roaching. They do it because they find it comical to watch y'all scatter. Like, don't do all that scattering and shit. It make you look bad. It just amuses some of the guys that's throwing the money. They want to see y'all roaching. So that impresses them and it entertains them for the day. So if you being the roach, don't be mad when somebody come at you with a shoe or a stripper heel, whichever you want to do, it smashes you like the roach you are. Like, get together now, y'all. Like, make your money, man. Make your money, but don't be out there trying to take from other people because you don't got the balls, or you don't have. Well, I gotta be careful to say the balls. It might be transgenders being some of these strip clubs, respectfully. So you don't have the courage to go make your money, and yeah, the thing is, y'all, it's going to be bad night sometimes. Every night's going to be, oh, I'm walking away with a bag, man, with a bag. Like, it's not going to be that way. It's law of averages. It's just like any of these type of, like, especially in the entertainment industry, it's always a gamble. There's going to be times where it's going to be a bad night. Hell, as a promoter, I have bad nights. Trust me, I hate having a bad night. But then I do law averages and go, oh, then, but that next night is, woo-wee, it made up for that. So that's what you got to think of as an entertainer. You got to have the mindset of realizing there's going to be bad nights. And just because you're having a bad night doesn't mean that you need to go and pee on somebody else's bag. So that's this week's chapter of House Addict Chronicles. Don't be a roach or somebody's going to exterminate you like the roach that you are. All right, that's my chapter. That's this week's chapter of House Daddy Chronicles. We'll have something else for y'all next week. Nay, what you got to say, Nay? I know you think about yourself.
I mean, you're right. I mean, because the person that you think got the money don't even probably got it for real, and the person you overlooking probably got that bag.
Exactly. I'm telling you, it be some of the corniest people. They be having $1,000 in them, and they be thirsty. You know, they be just thirsty. Really, just want to. They want to give away their money. They're like, just come ask for it from me. Just get it from me. I want you to get the money. But they're not being paid attention to. So that's some of y'all want to be dumb. But yes, again, y'all stay tuned for that limited segment every week. So yes, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all know how y'all can listen to them. We're back on Blog Talk. Man, shout out to Blog Talk. Blog Talk is where we started. Respectfully, Clubhouse, y'all be up and down. Y'all lost me when y'all said, hey, we're going to censor Nate's picture. And then y'all making it hard to do the replays. That's when y'all lost me. I'm like, nah, we just have to move back over here. And we get the phone lines and all that. So I missed over here. We ain't been here in a while, but we back. So I'm glad it's allowed so much easier to do everything. So yes, man, y'all definitely, we glad to be, bring y'all the full service show that we love to do. And, and then plus I hate it a lot of times, it'd be guests, they got to go through all this shit of trying to sign up for Clubhouse, find the room, it's just too much. So, yeah, I'm glad to be back here. If y'all don't know, of course, look on all the major podcast platforms. The show was on there. You can listen to all the shows there and play it back unless you want to. Study it, repeat, and tell your friends about it, all that good stuff. And just look up Life After Dusk Live. Nate, you got anything you want to share with us as well before we get ready to close the show out?
No, just stay tuned. Y'all know how I say what I say. Stay tuned.
Yes, yes. Give y'all a reminder, King Tut this weekend. Follow City Boys promo page. It's City Boys, instead of a S, it's a Z _ promo. Follow that page on Instagram. That will tell you about all the stuff coming up on this weekend at King Tut. And you'll catch our ad on 979 The Beat as well. So I appreciate everybody that's been supporting me. Definitely been a strong runner so far. Great September. Look forward to a great October. So thank you for again everybody that's been supporting. New issue of Human Chemist Magazine will be coming out soon, so don't worry. Do not worry, y'all. And then I want to say, while I'm on that braid, shout out to, Emmett Dillard, who actually is over 151 Proof Envy, that photography company, who's been a long, long time part of the magazine. He actually will be more involved in the magazine more now, too, as far as helping implement some of the themes and just helping managing it. So definitely shout out to Emmett for helping with that. He always puts out some dope content in the magazine. And it's great to see him be able to be even a deeper part of, as he should have been, because he's been in from almost day one. So shout out to Emmett. All right, y'all. And then also too, I want to send a shout out to my dad. Shout out to him. I did a very great job with the annual event known as Harambe, 2-day event, very great community event that happens here in Fort Worth. So shout out to my dad for Harambe. They did another great job as always. Signage, all that, food, turn up, all that good stuff. So y'all definitely, man, support these community events, man. You ain't got nothing to do, especially in your neighborhood. Be a knucklehead, take your behind to these community events, stay out of trouble. So that's a few of the things, man. And shout out to him and my mom, but they go on the cruise this weekend. and I'll be here. But yes, I need them to eat as many God's burgers as they can for me. So yes, that again, that's necessary that I got for you guys today. Again, thank you for listening to the show. And we're going to end the show off how we end every show. That is remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J or there's a...
Nay or you, there is a way.
A way, you got it. All right, y'all, we tuned to the episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
And Nay, what's that public service announcement we give everybody every hump day?
If you will hump, please do it responsibly.
All right, y'all. Yeah, peace.
Peace.